Hello everyone, this is it is Noah. Welcome back to Rhythm Heaven Fever, and I'm not even sure why I'm doing it at this point in time, but this is another week in, almost. This is Easter Sunday. I'm recording it that right now, and I'm probably going to be uploading it at this point. Excuse me for more lag, there's probably going to be more lag, which will make it a little harder to play, but as you can tell, now I have loopback. I can actually record audio directly, as well as my microphone. I figured out that you can do that. So, let's get into this. Excuse me for all the lag. Yes, there's perfects, I know. So, basically, what's been happening is, through the course of this week... Oh my god. Through the course of this week, I've, gotten medals on every single game, which makes it so that I can play every single one of the whatever they are, the special features, you know what I mean, these things over here. And yeah, I have a perfect on Remix 8. That's not gonna happen, but anyway. I also got a perfect on Flipper Flop, and I think I got a perfect on something else, but I'm not sure. I'm not going to keep back track of this anymore, because, quite frankly, I am completely fine with all the perfects I have right now, and I know I can get more, it's just not right now. And also, for those who are wondering, no, I am not going to be doing a playthrough for Rhythm Heaven Mega Mix, unfortunately, because it doesn't work. I've tried searching for a working ROM thing, but all I can find are downloads of the game itself that you can put on the 3DS, which is nothing that I can use. And I know that someone has been asking about Rhythm Heaven DS. Yeah, I've tried playing that before. I've went up to Crop Stomp, and I think I got stuck there. Because flicking... Yeah, flicking. That's all I can say. Even slowing the game down didn't work. So yeah, no. I'm gonna have to find a better way. I'm gonna have to, I don't know, borrow an Android device. Or just have a computer fast enough to flick. Or do something, because doing it the way I had with my HP computer, no way, that's just not happening. Anyway, aside from that, I'm just going to be covering Rhythm Toys, Endless Games, and the Rhythm Tengoku stuff in one video, and the cafe, for those who don't know the options of anything. So let's just start with Rhythm Toys first, because it's a thing. There's four things here, I'm only going to cover two of them, because I can only play two of them. So the first thing is something called Toy Car. I'm not sure if I can do this at all because of the lag. So, basically, all you do is you hold A, and you charge this thing up for 3 beats, and if you get it exactly right, it'll change the speed on you and go slower, and yeah. Let's do this. Yeah, that was way too early. Really?
It's called 15.
Excuse me for the time and everything. You press A to dismiss any alerts, and then you do it again. Maybe that worked. Maybe it was just a little too late. I'm not sure. Yay! Great. Now, that was a little too early. Really? Ah, crap! That was definitely too late.
Really?
No. I'm gonna try a few more times, but that's about it. No, still too late. Screw me. Oh, somehow it worked. Apparently. screw this. So that's about it. It just changes speed on you every time. Anyway, next is the phone, which I can't use because you need to point the Wiimote at the numbers. So, yeah. But if I could use it, there would be a keypad and you could press A to enter certain numbers and you could enter, like, combinations that would reveal certain hidden Easter egg stuff. It would be fun, but I can't do it, unfortunately. I'm not sure what this is, though. I forgot. It's the third one. Oh, it's the hi-hat game. So basically, you hold A and B for the first three beats and let go. That's all you do. This is gonna be hard as hell with all the lag. And as you do it, you'll see you get a few familiar tracks, except I keep losing them because of lag. What the? What? Oh. Okay. I'm confused. You already know what this is. No, I missed it again. Yeah, doing this is hard as hell.
The battery has charged to 60%.
Shut up! I'm gonna try to stay quiet. No. Why do I keep missing it? So, for anyone that doesn't know this already, the Force of Barca game in Rhythm Rage should have given it away. Or, for those who've played Rhythm Heaven DS, there was a game called Bluebirds that had this music. And actually, Force of Barca 2 had Bluebirds 2's theme. So, that's a thing. Yeah, I keep missing this. Never gonna be able to play it correctly. But yeah, it does have more layers as you go. You press right to go to the next one. This is a slightly more complex rhythm. This one you should recognize if you watch my Rhythm Dengoku Let's Play. If I get that far, that is, because I won't, because I'm really bad with lag. No. What? What? What is happening? What? I swear I'm hitting it. Am I hitting it too early? Not again. Come on. Yeah, that's right. It's the onion hair plucking game. So yeah, that's about it. And the third one, as you may guess, if there's Rhythm Tengoku, there's... If there's Rhythm Tengoku, there's Rhythm Heaven DS, there's gotta be Rhythm Heaven Fever, right? Well, there is. Except I'm gonna have to get close to it. What? Yeah, you can hear it speed up. Since I'm not used to this because lag. Get that groove going. Oh, cool. Yeah, I bet you weren't expecting that. Try to sing along to it, it doesn't work. Screw it. It's not gonna work. But yeah, it's the title theme. Is it just me who's noticed that every single title theme, including Megamix, has a key of C? I don't know. It's a key of C, but it's a weird key of C. I'm not sure how to explain this, but something. Except for Rhythm Heaven DS, maybe? Actually, no, that still has something, but then it changes to A minor. Anyway, that's all the things. The fourth one is a two-player game where you basically play against each other, and it's like a figure fighter thing. Except I can't play because I can't use two controls at the same time. Okay, well that's Rhythm Toys. Next is Endless Games. I think it's this one. I can play all of these except for the second one, I think. The first one is pretty simple. It's basically the remake of the first Endless Game in Rhythm Tengoku, where it's kind of like Keep the Beat and Beat Star Pro. In fact, it is Keep the Beat and Beat Star Pro, really. I'm not even going to do the tutorial for this one. Basically, you just hit every beat on the off beat. That's all you do. One, hopefully, I can do this with all two, the lag. And one, two, three, four. So you just keep doing this. I like that they brought the music back. Yay. One, and just keep two, going and one, going two, faster three, and faster, four. And the speed and the pitch changes because they didn't find a way to make it well. It's not a MIDI anymore, it's an audio file, so... Yeah. You have to change the pitch. What the hell? Screw me. And also, just like Rhythm Tengoku, if you miss it, it sounds like the calligraphy guy. Not sure why, but it is. And then you have the classic Endless Game fail noise. Which is in every Rhythm Heaven game, as far as I know. Anyway. Yeah, that's about it. This next one I can't play because it has graphics and visuals and text and everything, so you can't really tell. Anyway, this third one, I think it's called Munchie Monk, which is a reference to a character in Rhythm Heaven DS, except it doesn't really feel like it, as most of you probably know if you've played both games. All you have to do here is when she says one egg, you do that, you just press A.
One egg!
Except in time, of course.
One egg!
And then, yeah, that happens. Also, I'm not sure what she says, but the first time I've heard it, it sounded like cancel the peas, which doesn't make sense, but I think it's handful of peas. So let's just do this.
Handful of peas!
So you hold A and B for the duration.
Handful of peas!
Now this is what tricked me last time when I played
handful
this. Is that there are times when it goes longer than that. And there's a special sound for that, but they don't tell you that it exists. So you need to hold A and B for more time, but you're not ready for it because it's so fast. Anyway. Basically, you're riding in a train, and this
the battery has charged to 70%.
Keeps throwing things at someone else, and yeah. You do have lives in this game, though, which is good. I'm not sure when you gain lives back, but you do lose them. You have, like, 3 chances to start with. Let's see if I can do this. I do like the music in this game, though. That's all good.
One egg.
Nothing too bad
one
about that.
One egg.
A little bit off.
One egg.
Which is probably not going to be a good thing.
Handful of peas. One egg.
This reminds me of the samurai mechanic. I don't remember this music too well.
One egg! Handful of peas! Handful of peas! Handful of peas! One egg! One egg!
It's over.
One egg! It just speeds
up. Handful of peas!
Pattern gets
one egg! One egg! Handful of peas! Handful of peas! One egg! What? Okay, well that's enough. I did get more than that. As I said, there are times where the handful of peas gets longer, but I'm not sure when. It's probably a little higher than that. Well, anyway, that's a thing. Okay, this next one is really fun, actually. I'm not sure what it's called, though. I don't remember. but I do know that you get a bunch of arrows and you have to hit a target. I'm not going to go through the tutorial for this one because all you need to do, again, is to do the offbeat of every beat and get close
to... 1, 2, 3, 4!
Which I'm not going to be good at because of lag. Yeah, I'm going to suck at this game because of lag. So yeah, you get these weird coin noises when you complete a level.
1, 2, 3, 4!
It goes faster. At one point, it also slows down. Oh, that even... That only needed, like... 4 targets? Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Doing that bad, but I'm gonna be doing really bad once it starts speeding up.
1, 2, 3, 4!
What was that? Actually, there is no time limit in this game. You just try to shoot as many arrows as possible, and when your arrows are, well, you don't have any, and you didn't shoot the target enough,
1, 2, 3, 4!
You'd die. Oh, that was quick. I think it's gonna be at the fastest
1, 2, 3, 4!
And then it's gonna slow down again and it's gonna require more arrows.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Oh, wow. Whoa. Oh, I didn't even know I could make that, but I did. Okay, please don't tell me it's gonna speed up.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Oh, God. Please tell me there's no more. It's gonna slow down.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Oh my god. Come on. I'm not that quick at shooting arrows. I'm pretty sure no one really can.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Oh, there you go. Lag doesn't help. Mistake at the end. But I still got it. Looks like I get more points this way.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Yay! Yay! It's just gonna keep speeding up.
It speeds up a
little slower than the first round. Whoa. That was my fault. Wow, I thought I was gonna fail that with all the fails I did. Well, apparently I didn't. Come on.
1, 2, 3, 4!
At least it doesn't change pitch here. They somehow found a way to make it not change pitch. What? I can't believe I'm actually doing this. I thought I was gonna lose right now because I don't have that many arrows.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Sorry, I was just a little distracted there. keep thinking I'm going to lose at some point because there's no real room to miss.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Just gets faster as you go, a little slower than before, as I already said. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen at some point. Anyway, that's about all the endless games, and I did get farther in all of them, but I'm not going to show that, because why would I? Okay, so that's about it. Next is the Rhythm Tengoku stuff, because why not? I might as well show off all the remakes since I've got all the medals and everything. So let's do it. We only have 4 games. We have Clappy Trio, Sleepy Spirits, Power Calligraphy, and Tab Trial, which is the monkey game. So let's start with Clappy Trio. I'm not sure if I should show off these tutorials because they're pretty self-explanatory. Actually, I think I should, since maybe someone didn't watch my Rhythm Tengoku Let's Play, so... basically, all you do is 1, 2, clap. When you hear them clap twice, you're the third one, and you match the beat they do, and that's about it. Except you can't control...
The battery has charged to 80%.
Yeah, like that. 1, 2, 3. There's also a faster one. 1, 2, 3. Yes, I know. Yep. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And that's about it. So let's do it. I really love these remixes, though. They're really cool. This is one of my favorite songs in the game, in fact. I should be paying attention to the cute. Sorry, I just love this song way too much. So yeah, that was probably even a perfect, if I do say so myself. Didn't even think I would get one, but there really is no reason, since you don't get medals for any of this. But you know, it's a thing. Next is Sneaky Spirits, the ghost game. I'm not sure if I should do the tutorial for this one, because there really is no reason to. Let's just skip this. So basically, you have to hit every ghost on the 8th beat, and it slows down, makes the music quieter and everything. Like that. It's kind of awkward to have the... What the hell? How did I miss that? Anyway, it's kind of awkward for the slowdown to be, well, that slow, you know what I mean. Because in Rhythm Tengoku, at least you could understand because of the solo quality and everything, but here, it's kind of weird. Like, that hi-hat. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I like doing that. Two, three, go! Oh, it actually fades in. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I missed one. That's probably gonna be only an okay. Yeah, they changed that from the loop to the beginning again because they didn't want to trick the player into thinking that there's more ghosts that they have to hit first. But I did get a superb somehow. Next one I've never played on this console. So yeah, this is a new thing for me. Except I've heard Mega Mix a bunch. So really it's not. But it's cool. I do like this. I'm gonna show the tutorial, but there really are only two cues. One, two, three, four. Come on. Don't stop explaining. I mean, yeah, stop explaining and get to the actual game. Come on, you. Here we go. So when he goes A, when he goes, you press A. And then there's also this, which I'm not really good at hitting. So, yeah, that's probably all the cues. I really love the remix of this music, though. They did a really good job with remixing the music. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, you need to be expecting that because I forgot about that when I first played it. There we go, it speeds up. This giant one, which apparently looks like a face. Yay, I think I got a perfect on it as well. Well, I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna get a perfect on this next one. I love that music at the end. Sorry, I just love singing it so much. Anyway. I got a superb on that as well. So yeah. Go me. With all the lag. There really is not that much lag now, which is cool. Not sure why. But yeah. And lastly, we have Tactile. For anyone else who's played this game or Megamix, I'm not sure if they've realized this or not. But to me, it sounds like the actual music of this game has a little bit of a swing to it than the original doesn't have. Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to be following the cues here. So just press A when you hear that. So that's the thing. Next, you have the doubles, which you do that. There's also times when you hear that, you just press A for that. Then also, here's the last one where you hear this, and you go 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's about it. Let's do this. I can't really sing along to this because there's too much action going on, so. I forgot about that beginning. We'll be right back. No, it's gonna speed up. Not by much, though. What the hell is wrong with me? What did I just do? Screw you, you stupid lad. Yeah, that was pretty bad. I missed a few. But I think I still got a superb. Excuse me for all my bad singing there. Anyway. Superb, yay. So that's almost everything I can say. There really is nothing else to talk about here. I can't say anything except for what I've just covered. I mean, yeah, there is the cafe. I might as well show this for anyone who doesn't know the layout and everything. Not even I know everything. So firstly, this is just like any other one of these screens. You have four options. So you have talk to the thing, the person in the cafe. You have music, you have reading, and you have the rhythm test. So if you go in here, I'm not sure how this works, but I do know that you apparently have. You can, like, scroll through pages. I'm not sure how that works. But it works. And this is the only music track I have. I keep pressing A.
The battery has charged to 90%.
So I'm not sure what's going on here. I can't move. So yeah, I don't think I have any more music tracks to listen to. And then for this you have the same layout, you just have more music. But you can read. So yeah, that's a thing. And here there's the rhythm test, which you only need if you need to sharpen your skills and everything. Or to test your leg, or just to basically hear this music. Sorry, I like that music too. Yeah, I think that's about it. Aside from the two-player stuff, and the stuff I can't access because I can't point the Wiimote at stuff, but I think that's about it. I can't really do anything else except clear more perfects, but there really is no reason for clearing perfect at this point. So that's all I could say about Rhythm Heaven Fever. That's all I could do. I mean, getting more perfect is a thing, but no. I don't know. So, yeah, as I already said, I'm really not sure what I can do after this thing's been uploaded, because there really is nothing more to do. I can't do Megamix, I can't do DS, I can't do anything, really. I'm kind of screwed here. I'm gonna have to wait and upload something at some point, which may interest you. Go back into the computer, like audio game related stuff, anything really. But yeah, that is all I can say about Rhythm Heaven Fever. I'm done. I'm not sure why this screen lags so much. Anyway, yeah, so I hope you've enjoyed this whole series, for anyone who stuck around for this long. And, thanks for watching. And I'll see you some other time on this channel. Goodbye for now.